Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, baby!
Welcome back, all you rockers. You are here in the podcast that rocks, and the podcast will rock. That is the name of the show. This is the Deep Dive Show, where we go into each track performed by one of the greatest rock and roll bands of all time, Van Halen. I am one of your co-hosts, Mark Kammeyer. Joined, as always, with me is Corey Morissette. Corey, how's it going?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. We kind of accidentally took a week off last week with busy lives and Thanksgiving. By the way, happy Thanksgiving to all of our American brethren. Of course, in Canada, we just call that Thursday. But I'm always really envious about how Americans handle Thanksgiving, because you guys do it right. You always have it on a Thursday, and then you take the Friday off to do your shopping. So you fill up on your food on Thursday, go shopping on Friday, then you got the whole weekend to recover. In Canada, it's all over the place. Thanksgiving could be on a Sunday, could be on a Tuesday. It's terrible. Then you fill up on food, then you have to go back to work the next day, and it's just awful. So if I was ever going to, you know, convert and become an American citizen, that's one of the main reasons, I think. You guys do Thanksgiving right.
Sometimes we do, but also, you know, with Thanksgiving comes the Black Friday.
Yep.
And that is when people are at their most, they're at their darkest. It's called Black Friday for a reason. Don't take my word for it. There are better men than I that have some grand horror stories about their Black Friday. Mine was spent working, unfortunately, this time around. I've usually been pretty good about getting both days off like you're supposed to. Not so lucky this year. I had to work. So once I filled my belly with all sorts of food on Thursday, I was right back to the grind the next day. So that's how I spent it. But this Thanksgiving was a little different for me. I had to go to multiple houses. Yeah, usually I just spend it with my immediate family, and I don't have to go anywhere. I'm with them, and that's my whole day. And it's relaxed. It's good. It's very peaceful. This time around, my girlfriend took me to her family spot, and we had to sort of map out the whole day because we have multiple Thanksgivings to go to. There is even talk of a third one, but I am very glad we didn't do that.
that seems like overkill.
It was. And even though I had my fill of food the first time around, I couldn't deny my parents' cooking or the desserts. So needless to say, did I overdo it? Most certainly.
Well,
worth it? Yes.
Welcome to being in a committed relationship, because, yeah, you have to plan stuff like that. I know my in-laws, they live two provinces away. Canada is the second largest landmass on Earth, so that's quite a distance. So we actually haven't seen them in a few years, thanks to COVID, but they usually come once a year in November. We try and split like Thanksgiving/Christmas, because our Thanksgiving's in October, Christmas in December. So we usually get them down here for a couple of weeks in November, but they haven't been here. So our Thanksgiving this year and last year has been pretty pretty dull, actually.
I understand. But yeah, what can you do? Is the way the world works. And yeah, this is the you know, I've been in relationships before, but I've never had the multiple holidays. This was a first for me.
I tell you what, the multiple Christmases is nice because you get double the presents. So I know when my in-laws came in November, we would have Christmas with the whole family, and they're pretty rich. They put a couple of big wind turbines on their farm. So they're pulling down, you know, almost seven figures from that sucker alone every year. So
no kidding.
I usually get a lot of good vinyl from my in-laws because they're big music fans. And then we have, of course, the big Christmas in December. But you mentioned Black Friday, actually, and music. I went and got myself a drum kit. Back in my younger days, I was a bit of a drummer, self-taught. And you know, I bought a guitar. I thought I'd give guitar a try, but I have no talent for that instrument whatsoever. So I thought, you know what, I have a bass for drums already. You know, I'll just set up a basic drum kit down in my basement. So, you know, I got a kick drum and a floor tom and a couple of rack toms and a snare and a couple of cymbals and a hi-hat, and just banging away on those and having a lot of fun. Maybe you know, we have our little intro bed here. You know, maybe I can record a little drum bed and you can put some guitar and some vocals over it. And we'll actually have an original composition for the podcast, Wolf Rock.
Well, you heard it first here, folks. Yes, Corey is going to become a drum extraordinaire, C.D. Morissette. And I look forward to that. That's good. I wish I was good behind the drums. I am not. I've tried. I have tried many, many a time. I don't belong behind that instrument. I don't belong behind the piano either, which was really infuriating. But you know who does belong behind the piano and the drum set? The brothers Van Halen themselves, because as we know, that is their respected instruments, or at least the piano / keyboard is one of Eddie's you know, aficionado instruments. As we know, he is a guitar god. Well, Corey, we have just been on a roll with the Diamond Dave, and the wheel is pretty determined to get all of Dave's stuff out of the way, it seems, early, which is really kind of upsetting a little bit, but at the same time, it could make for some intriguing later episodes. How do you think the wheel is going to fare us tonight?
I never would have guessed that we would have had three Dave classics in a row, especially knocking one of the big ones off, like Hot for Teacher, like we did last show. Like that's top 10 for sure, maybe top five all-time Van Halen songs, right? I thought for sure we were going to have a deep cut within these first five shows, and here we are, episode four. So again, I'm going to put this out here. The wheel mocks me, but I'd really like to hear like a Sammy deep cut, maybe something that nobody knows. Give me something off OU812 that I haven't heard in 10 years. You know, just something deep. I'm ready to dig into something that I don't automatically know.
I got an idea. I think I know how we can get this this wheel going. The wheel doesn't have the balls to give us a deep cut. I don't think it even remotely has what it takes. There we go. Now I have put it out there.
Excellent. I like it. I'm going to randomize it too, because I'm tempting fate, because right now the wheel is resting on Spanked, which is one of my most hated songs from For Unlawful Carnal Knowledge. So we can't have that. So we're just going to shuffle it a few times. Oh, I hate Spanked so much. I'm dreading when we have to do that show. But
I think okay. You may have just jinxed yourself.
It's probably coming up. We have 116 entries on the wheel still. If it hits on Spank, I'm going to buy a lottery ticket.
What are the odds? Yeah, well, let's find out. Maybe the cradle will rock in a certain direction.
All right, take it away, Sammy. If I hit the button. Oh, here we go. Jeez, it's another Dave song. It's Out of Space from A Different Kind of Truth.
Oh, wow.
Well, there's one I don't know.
Same. This is one that is completely off my radar. So, all right, what a treat. But yet another Dave.
Four in a row.
This wheel just is like every time you think I'm not going to sway.
Oh, that's kind of unbelievable, isn't it? But it at least this one here, I don't know this one. Of course, a different kind of truth for people who don't know is the last studio album by Van Halen. It's the first that kind of had their final lineup, which was David Lee Roth back in the fold, Eddie Van Halen, Alex Van Halen, and Eddie's son Wolfgang Van Halen, a young man at the time in 2012, taking the place of Michael Anthony, who has a very contentious history with this band for some reason. Everyone kind of knows the big single off this was Tattoo. I don't know a ton of other songs off of this one though. So, I'm really kind of looking forward to this one, Out of Space. I maybe heard it when the album first came out, but I don't recall anything from it.
Yeah. It wasn't until you, brought the album information up here that I realized like, oh, that album. Because I do remember when they recorded material back in 2012, and it was just like, part of me didn't believe it, and then part of me was going, I don't know if I should even attempt to listen to that because I might not like what I hear. So the fates, I guess, have been either kind or cruel, and said eventually you will, and you are going to jump in on a podcast where you have to talk about these songs. So here you go.
Interesting. I'm of course our good friends over at the Van Halen news desk have some song facts on this, and they it's actually the origins come from a song called Let's Get Rockin', which was one of the 1976 demos that Van Halen recorded on a cassette for Warner Brothers. So this goes way back to 1976. That they just kind of reworked. And a lot of material from this album, I guess, came from older stuff that was just kind of discarded during the Diamond Dave years and resurrected. So here's one that dates back all the way to 1976.
I mean, sure, if you have the material and if this is sort of a welcome home party, as it were, type of deal, then yeah, why shouldn't you go back and explore? Like, hey, remember that stuff we had back then? Let's bring that back up. Yeah, I understand the mentality. I think that's right on them. What I'm about to find out is if that was the right call.
Yes, exactly. So what do you say, Mark, without further ado, maybe let's get into Out of Space.
Let's give it a shot.
Was that something about an Eskimo in there?
Oh, I am not sure what he said, although he what stands out to me so far is just with the opening riffs, it very much sounds like the Van Halen of old from that alone, but noticeably a less shiny Diamond Dave.
Yes, that is one way to put it. Eckers, never the strongest vocalist anyway, but especially come 2012, definitely not his strong suit. But interesting first lyrics. Need no polar bear to scare me, no Eskimo to share with me his fate. Woo, we out of space.
Sure. All right.
You say so, guys.
Yeah. I got
pretty good riff to kick things off, though, don't you think?
It really, that's kind of what I was getting at. It's a really good riff. It reminds me of it. When you tell me that this stemmed from some of the demos from back in 76 and hearing that, I believe it.
Yeah. It definitely has that kind of feel to it. Mm-hmm. Let's keep going here. So that's a counterblast interstellar facial fall bumper sticker on my rocket's ass. Go home. The earth is full.
Yeah. I believe you. I don't know that Dave believes it. From the sound of it, it sounds like he was trying to remember what exactly he wrote. It's as if he wrote this back in 76, put it away. They busted it back out and goes, oh, yeah, I remember that kind of. And then he's just sort of nonsense syllable shouting out the phrases. But if you say that's what the lyrics say, then I believe you. Sure.
Well, that's what Google's telling me anyway. That's what the lyrics say. But
also, I don't understand what he's getting at.
But, you know, in the first three shows, we talked about Dave's lyrics and not really much of a storyteller, is he? He just kind of throws rhyming words together. And the chorus is usually just the title over and over again. And here we got to cut it off, but it was out of space, out of space, out of space, out of space. We're going to hear it again when I hit play again, but kind of classic Dave at this point, eh?
It is. And, you know, we can't begrudge him that sort of thing too hard because we know what we're getting into with Dave.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Let's hear that chorus. All right, so
I get it. He said interstellar because, you know, out of space.
Yeah, that's what he's going for. 80 acres of one-stop shopping has somewhat changed the place. Woo, we out of space.
I'll tell you, the more I hear that main riff from Eddie, the more I'm like really, really digging it.
Well, and I'm digging the riff and I'm digging the music. Mm. I'm not digging the lyrics so much, and I'm not digging So I'm really kind of conflicted on this one early on, because if this was just a Van Halen instrumental, geez, I'd be all over this, right? Because the music's been great so far, but oh, Dave, what the hell? You're singing about polar bears and Eskimos, and I don't know what the hell kind of point you're trying to make.
I mean, again, we shouldn't be surprised because this is the sort of thing we get from Dave from time to time. But even so, even in those early days when he's just trying to rhyme words together, he's got a basic idea, I think, of what the song's going to be, like Running with the Devil. He gave us, that's probably the most story point song we've discussed so far. It had a point. It has a story focus, though there are some phrases in there that I go, okay. And even Hot for Teacher as well. But yeah, not a wordsmith, David Lee Roth. I don't think he's ever claimed, I hope he's never claimed to be one, because if so, I'm going to have to go, oh, buddy, no.
Yeah, we talked about maybe David Lee Roth sitting in a corner banging out lyrics in 10 minutes. This is a classic banging out lyrics in 10 minutes song.
This sounds like I'm going to bang this out in less than five, because we gotta get this thing recorded immediately. And sure, I get my juices are flowing. You could have taken a little bit more time, maybe, but you do you, Dave. You know, I am not here to mess with the formula of the Van Halen process.
No, and he's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
It's true. So who am I? You know, who am I to say?
Yeah. Speaking of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the guitarist for this band, I don't know if you've heard of him. His name is Edward Van Halen. He's pretty good. And I believe he has a solo coming up here.
Ah, I'd like to hear what that sounds like.
Okay, so Dave was thinking about his Facebook page. I don't even want to talk about that right now. Your thoughts on the solo as being the professional musician of the group? To me, it kind of sounded like Eddie Van Halen going through the motions. This is what an Eddie Van Halen solo sounds like.
Yeah, I got the fingerboard, the fretboard tapping. Got the lots of the whammy bar sort of lunges with the note going like low and high again. Yeah, pretty standard Eddie stuff. This is just what he does. So does it fit the song? Yeah. He's not going too far with it because it's I don't even think that was a 10-second solo.
Yeah, it was very quick.
Yeah, it was quick and out of the way. I think this is one that they had the riff. They didn't have much of anything else, but they still wanted to bang it out and put record it and get it on the album, you know, lay out the track. What we got? This needs a solo. Eddie, do your thing. Sure. Here you go. That's Eddie.
Eddie Van Halen paint by numbers in a way, right?
Yes. That's not to say it's a negative, because even his paint by numbers material is still fantastic. You know, I challenge any guitar player out there to even remotely try and copy that note for note.
Yep, exactly. Danger Rides the Web Tonight, Burst Mode Dynamite, spinning up my Facebook page, and I'll ride out towards the outer maze. None of that means anything. Those are just nonsense words, aren't they?
Well, I got to give it up to him for staying modern and staying with the times. He's like, yeah, it's a very popular thing. Good for you, Dave.
All right, let's keep going here.
I can't help but notice that many of his woos that are somewhat high are not quite as high as they would have been from back in the day.
Do you remember Running with the Devil, how many woos and stuff there were in there? And like, there were every 3 seconds, and nice and high and sounded great.
That whole first album, one could argue it's 1,000 woos and they're all super super high, because hey, that was in back then, and that was part of Dave's thing. I can't help but notice these woos are somewhat a little bit lackluster, and you know, we all get old. I get it. And sorry, Dave, but he's trying. That's to his credit. He's trying. He's still throwing in the woos whenever they seem necessary or appropriate or even inappropriate. It doesn't matter, because that is classic Dave.
And like you said, God bless him, he's trying. Like, age will ravage a voice. There are very few people that get away unscathed. Steven Tyler, of course, still sounds great at 112 years old, however old he is.
He has his moment. He has his moments, but for the most part, yeah.
And there's maybe a couple more, but so many vocalists from this era just fallen off the map. Even listen to like a guy like I don't recommend it, but if you listen to Jon Bon Jovi nowadays, it's terrible. How he warbles through songs now. Of course, Vince Neil is the classic from the glam metal era. He packed on a few pounds and now can't even finish a sentence without deep, heavy breathing, which I can relate to, being a man of 47 years old. But
I mean, well, it's that. I mean, Axl Rose can't do it anymore, and it's a lot of it. I'll tell you, the one guy who actually still can somewhat keep up his youthful tones is Sebastian Bach, which I would have guessed, no, that's not going to last at all. But Sebastian Bach can still throw down.
I saw Sebastian a couple years ago. It was like the night after Vinnie Paul died. Like, he was just a wreck, because that was one of his better friends, right? But
oh yeah,
man, did he crush it! Like, that boy still got some chops. That's for sure.
He can do it. You mentioned Jon Bon Jovi, which you're right, John's sort of, and the thing is, he can't hang anymore. Richie certainly can't hang. Oh, and when the two of them can't do that blended harmony that they used to do so well, then it's just it's a mess.
Yeah. The Bon Jovi used to be on kind of my bucket list. I've never seen them live, and I like all the older Bon Jovi stuff, but the band they have out now and the way they're performing, God, I don't think you could pay me to go see that act. You know, I'm going to throw this out there. Somebody from around that era that can still sing like a motherfucker, and he's Canadian, Bryan Adams. Bryan Adams released a couple of new songs, and they sound tremendous. I saw him in concert a few years ago, and he's still killing it.
I'm sure he does. If only he could just like stop talking about current event things and just stick, you know, just sing, bro. Because when you start talking about he edges into Morrissey territory, which is not a good thing.
That is an awful comparison. Please don't do that. Bryan Adams is one of my Canadian icons, but I try and tune out. Him talking, but musically,
story for another day. But yes, exactly. but you're right. Musically, for sure.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Sure, he's spot on.
And you know what, his new stuff, he brought Mutt Lang back to produce him. And really? I've heard a couple of tracks from the new album coming out in March, and it's pretty good. Like, it's typical Bryan Adams. The first song is called So Happy It Hurts. But, you know, he's Canadian.
That's about right.
Yeah.
I just want to know when the next Corey Hart album is going to drop.
Corey Hart was touring not that long ago. He's been releasing records in Quebec. Not a lot nationally, I don't think. But he's still kicking, and he sounds pretty good, too.
All right, yeah. Got to bring back Corey Hart. Sunglasses at Night Part 2.
You know, that's pretty much the Canadian national anthem at this point. That and Summer 69, I think, are our Canadian national anthems.
Those are it?
Yeah. Out of Space, not so much. Let's finish this one off. All right. That's the end. Out of Space. Oh. I don't know. I find myself torn on this one because the riff is good.
Yes.
We talked about the solo being cookie cutter for Eddie Van Halen, which is still better than 90% of guitar solos you're going to hear, but you kind of come to expect a little more from a virtuoso. And Dave, I think, was just kind of out to lunch on this one. I'll maybe let you, I think you get to vote first on this one.
I don't think this was intended to be a, you know what? I'll go into it. So my vote for this, I'll go ahead and give my vote.
Hold on! No! God damn it, baby! No, I ain't lying to you!
Hey, man, don't be squirting water at me!
I think that's our first no.
That is?
That's the first no, and of course it would be me that threw it. I don't think this track was intended to be a single or anything like that. It's kind of actually these days it's hard to really know what songs on an album, especially with streaming and everything, what songs are going to be your the ones people are going to want to hear. You mentioned Tattoo. That was their single from this album. I don't think this one was intended. This sounds like a filler song. Every band's got them. Even bands that I would argue, even bands that have concept albums will throw in something that's more of a filler to just to keep the pace going. Even 2112 has some filler in it, which I thought that was the Canadian national anthem. The whole 2112 album, just in its entirety. my mistake. But
you know, and, as a nation, we produce some pretty good music. When you talk about, you know, 20, you talk about Rush, you talk about the Tragically Hip, even more your poppier rock stuff, even old groups like BTO, right? Burton Cummings lives in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, which is about an hour and a half away from here. I visit my parents there all the time. He goes to the same Tim Hortons every day, and he's just a cranky old bastard that nobody in Moose Jaw likes. maybe I'll try and get him on the show.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, you just described several like grizzled Nashville musicians that are kind of hanging around. So I get it. But this one, it's kind of the more we break it down, the more the only thing I think it had going for it is the riff, is the main riff, and not much else. I like the solo. I think the solo fits, but it's not a superb Eddie Van Halen solo. It's just more like, I got to throw something on top of this. Here you go. It's much better than a lot of guitar players out there that try very, very hard to throw in a rip roaring solo and they just can't come up with it. Exactly. So to Eddie's credit, I mean, that's all to his caliber of talent. I think for me, what brings this track down is unfortunately Dave, but that's my vote. So Corey, what say you about Out of Space?
All right, well, here's what I'm thinking.
Hold on! No! God damn it, baby! No, I ain't lying to you!
Hey, man, don't be squirting water at me!
Yeah.
And all right.
I'm right there with you. Like, musically, it's fine. Dave, though, buddy, what the hell are you doing? And I'm actually, I kind of Googled Out of Space to see if they actually played it live. I don't know if they did, but Ultimate Classic Rock website listed Out of Space as the best rock song of 2012. And that's a website I frequent, but I have no bloody freaking idea what the hell they're thinking here.
I mean, I know our
A Different Kind of Truth also won Best Album of 2012.
Right. I know the audience can't see my face, but just know that it's full of mass confusion.
I'm going to take a look at the so number 10, they have Fanatic by Heart. Number 9, Joe Walsh, Analog Man. I haven't heard either of those. Number 8 is ZZ Top's I Got to Get Paid, which I love that song. I actually just got it on vinyl here over the weekend. A great track by ZZ Top.
Oh, yeah.
Number 7 was Chickenfoot. You want to talk about Van Halen castoffs? That's Sammy Hagar and Michael Anthony.
Yeah.
Number 6, Legendary Child by Aerosmith, which is a decent track. Mm. Number 5 is Kiss, Long Way Down from the Monster album. Number 4, Rush, The Wreckers. Number 3 is a Bruce Springsteen song, We Take Care of Our Own. Number 2, Doom and Gloom from the Rolling Stones. Wow. And number 1, Out of Space by Van Halen. So, wow, that's a list.
That is a list. Yeah.
I guess out of those 10, I'd put I Got to Get Paid number 1.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Like, if that is my list, I'm putting Just Got Paid up on there, because, you know, I could take or leave Rolling Stones. I know I said it, but I could take or leave them.
I'm kind of right there with you. It's kind of weird. We're on the same wavelength. I've seen them live once. I think the only album I own of theirs is Steel Wheels. From the 80s, just because I connected to Mixed Emotions in the 80s. But yeah,
oh, sure, sure.
Yeah, kind of take it or leave it. It was a good show. I'm glad I went and saw them live. Big production and stuff, but I'm not grabbing their greatest hits anytime soon.
No, and to, you know, and all credit to them as well, because they are 1,000 years old and they're still touring, or they were, and they played here not that long ago. And I had so many friends go to that show and they said they loved it. And I said, but did you love it or were you on a nostalgia trip? Because that nostalgia is a tricksy beast. Yes. But no, a lot of people confirmed it was a good show. They said, well, good for them, I guess. But I don't understand that list. And I definitely don't understand this song. I might have put this song, if those are my choices and I have to put that song on this list, then I probably put it in the, I don't know, maybe halfway. Maybe the lower half. I don't know. I'd have to take a listen to some of those other tracks, though.
Yeah, I don't know if it's above or below Doom and Gloom for me, but the records, I don't know. Long Way Down, I actually like the Monster album from Kiss, so I put that ahead of it. And Legendary Child, I actually really like that album they put out, Music from Another Dimension. I'm a big Aerosmith fan from way back, so I would definitely put that one ahead of it. I haven't heard a lot of Chicken Foot, so I can't really comment on that, or the Joe Walsh or Heart songs. But yeah, to name Out of Space, the number one song of 2012. Mm-hmm.
I might put Heart at number one, actually, just for my personal preference, just because I know what that sounds like, and I know, like, I'm just a big fan.
Well, you want to talk about a voice that still holds up, and
Holy God,
how did that we woman can still
Ann Wilson, dude. Yeah, Jesus. Ann Wilson's she's a beast in a great way.
Unbelievable. That's another one of my bucket list bands. Like, Heart is one of the few bands that comes to Saskatchewan pretty regularly, so I'm holding out hope that I get to see Heart. When they toured with Jason Bonham and the Led Zeppelin Experience, that would have been amazing, because Ann Wilson comes out and sings Stairway at the end of the
night.
She does. How fucking cool is that? Ann Wilson singing Led Zeppelin.
Unfortunately, that's like one of those once in a lifetime experiences, and unless they just decide to do that again, which that would be cool. But yeah, I would recommend, if you do find yourself looking about tour dates and they happen to be coming to your area, just don't even hesitate. Go to the show.
I'm dying to see him. And I know this April I get to knock off a couple. ZZ Top, that we just mentioned, and Cheap Trick are touring together and playing in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan.
How is ZZ Top playing?
Well, Dusty Hill's bass tech is filling in to cover all the dates after he passed away. It was kind of his wish that they continue on and that his bass tech take over. He even grew a big beard, I guess, to kind of fit right in. So only two original members, but ZZ Top to me has always been Billy Gibbons. Like, Dusty Hill and Frank Beard are great, but it's like, I love Billy Gibbons. I got a couple of his solo records too, and they're fantastic.
Yeah,
he just did one called Hardware with Matt Sorum, recorded in Vegas. That's really, really good. You should maybe check that out. I can't wait to see them in April.
Right on. Yeah, that's good stuff. And I wish I could tell you mentioned Chicken Foot. I wish I could say something more positive about that, but unfortunately, my heart broke when I heard what little I did hear of that.
Was it John Paul Jones that's in Chicken Foot with him? Isn't it like Joe Satriani?
It's Sammy, I believe Joe, and then Michael. Is it John Paul Jones?
Or is he in them Crooked Vultures? I kind of get mixed up with my super groups.
Yeah.
Because them Crooked Vultures maybe was John Paul Jones, because that's the one with Dave Grohl.
Yes.
And what's his name from Queens of the Stone Age? So yeah, I think he's in that group.
That's them. Yeah, okay. That's what I was. Yeah. But yeah, on paper it looks great, and then you hear it and it's like, well, all right.
Yeah, I don't remember being that impressed. I can't even name a Chicken Foot song off the top of my head, except for Different Devil, which was number 7 on the Ultimate Classic Rock list of the top 10 songs of 2012.
We might have to do like a sub episode or like a spinoff where we just go, all right, now we're checking out Chicken Foot just to see what we've been missing all this point, or have we been missing?
Yeah, exactly. I think with Sammy and Michael Anthony stuff, kind of what they're doing now with Jason Bonham, I think is probably a better fit for them.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, I remember just hearing Chicken Foot and not being all that impressed with it.
And if all else fails, all you got to do to make it sound a little bit better is get you a nice big old glass of Cabo Wabo tequila. Sammy will be very grateful for it. And I can confirm it's delicious.
I miss Sammy. We've done 4 of these shows now and have had 0 Sammys.
We got a little closer, though. We like a little bit, kind of, you know, we got like post Sammy, the return of Dave. So it's only a matter of time. It might be next week. Maybe next week will be our moment.
Well, I tell you, I'm just looking at the wheel. The songs on either side of the track we picked were both Dave songs. It was either House of Pain from 1984 or Stay Frosty from A Different Kind of Truth, which I swear to God, I'm hitting shuffle. Mark sees me.
I'm totally watching him do it, because you know he really did it this time, because he did not want that wheel to go anywhere near
Spank. That's right,
Spank. Of course. I can't wait to get to that one just to watch your reaction.
I've already put in my vote on Spanked. That's a big fan.
Ahead of time. Fair enough. That's totally fair. So, I guess that'll do it. That was Out of Space from Van Halen from their 2012 release. That was Two Big No's from us, unfortunately. And that goes to show you, not everything in the Dave Roth era, even if it's the return, not all of it are, pardon the term, are diamonds.
Oh,
they are, a little bit.
But you know what? It's not like it was terrible. Like the music was good.
Right. Yeah. The riff saved it from being just a god awful track. It's not god awful, but it's not wonderful.
When you're the mighty Van Halen, we expect a little more of an effort. I think you hit the nail right on the head when you said this sounds like a cast off that they just kind of threw something together as filler because they maybe had like four songs and wanted to put an album out. So, okay, let's go dig through the catalog. What did we work on before? Well, this sounds halfway decent. Dave put on some nonsensical lyrics about Facebook and let's put it out.
It's like, just speak whatever's on your mind. What are you doing right now? You're on your Facebook right now? Cool. Throw that in the song. We don't care. And again, we could be completely wrong. That could have been a song that they were working on like tirelessly and was just hoping for the best. I don't think so, but you never know.
Dave could have been sitting on those lyrics for like a decade. Like, I got this great song idea lyrically about being out of space.
And they were like, can you modernize it? Yeah, all right. Let me throw in a Facebook reference. We got it. Yeah, I can just imagine the producer going, yeah, all right. I mean, what am I going to say? It's Van Halen, sure.
At that point, Eddie pretty much produces everything for them anyway, right?
There you go. So there it is. That's the show. We from our little break, we have returned and we have rocked. Corey, where can the good people find you on the social medias?
Oh, they can find me on the Twitter machine and the Instagram at CD Morset. And of course, they can follow the show as well at Podcast Will Rock. Let us know what you think of Out of Space. Maybe you agree it's the top rock song of 2012. Mark and I do not agree. We think it was definitely not top 10 material. But if you do, please let us know.
Now I'm thinking about I've just been going through all the songs I can remember in 2012, and I was listening to different genres than just rock. But even then, I would not have put this in my top 10 whatsoever. But
and it's not the best song off this album. Like Tattoo is a much better song. Even Stay Frosty is a better song. If it would have landed on that, it probably would have got a yes from me. But first time I had heard Out of Space, probably since the album dropped. And
that was my first impression. So
yeah, you got to bring your A game, Diamond Dave. you can't just throw a bunch of nonsensical words together.
Yeah, he's getting back into the vibe of it all. I get it. It's fine. But, swing and a miss on this one. Yeah. You can find me at Mark the Bat on Twitter and Instagram, of course. And look for me to do look for me doing all the stuff. I got a show in January coming up, so that'll be fun. If you're in the Nashville area, I'll discuss more about it later when details sort of unfold. On behalf of Corey and myself, this is And the Podcast Will Rock, and we will rock you later.
Awesome. There you go. How do you think that went?
I think that one went really well. Why'd they make Eddie the crazy one?
No one's really sure what became of Waldo after graduation.
I mean, we can't ever find him. Our whole culture is based on, where is Waldo? Where is he?
And of course, Dave got to host a game show. And that's the video.
See, that sounds about right.
Yeah. All right, Mark. There, we've been through the song, and then we heard it again while watching the video. Is there any parting thoughts on Hot for Teacher?
The parting thought is that, it's just you already nailed it when you said it's an all-time classic song. It really is. It's one of the songs that it's one of my personal go-tos. If you say the name Van Halen or if you ask me to name some tracks that I think are personal favorites, one of them that absolutely jumps to my brain immediately is Hot for Teacher, because it's just, it's the opening drum fill. It's Eddie coming in. Just, it's the riff itself, the main riff. The it's like, it's just, it's catchy. It's the hook, man. These guys just knew how to write hooks. I think that's what contributed a lot to their success. What I will say, though, and I was going to mention this after I gave my yay for Hot for Teacher, is as you pointed out, we've had now three great Dave era songs. I fear that the wheel is going to give us all the good ones like immediately, right out of the way. And the further we go in this show, it's going to give us some of the ones we don't want to hear, the ones we're not ready to talk about. And it's just going to just be like just a downward slope. I hope that is not the case, but I have a very strong fear. So
I share that fear because the format of the show, which we lifted from the fine folks at Pot of Thunder, the recognized symbol of excellence in rock and roll podcasting, they broke down the entire Kiss catalog, and they had a lot of garbage right off the hop. And they were slogging through songs from The Elder and some of the worst, like, 80s tracks. They're like, oh, my God, this is terrible. But at least we have the good stuff coming. You and I are in a different boat. We're going through the good stuff early, and we might be stuck with a lot of not so great songs near the end of our run here. So you almost kind of hope for one of those maybe deeper cuts from like Van Halen 3 that maybe aren't so good, just so we know we're going to have some good stuff near the end of our run here.
Yeah, I just at least give us a Sammy song like for the next one, you know, just like, let's get some Sammy in there so that we can, you know, change it up. Cause we can only, bow down and bless the awesomeness of the early Van Halen era so hard before, we just run out of things to say or before it becomes just stale.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but we need some variety, and you know, Van Halen's got a lot of variety. So I would be very curious as to see at what point we get there, and then we might have just shot ourselves in the foot because I think the wheel might just do us a not so solid for next week and just completely go, oh, you want variety? Okay, and then boom, there it is, the later years.
Yes, the wheel can be a fickle mistress, but she gave us an absolute classic tonight. I was just reading some tidbits on the video. There was an initial controversy arose when that video debuted, and it wasn't because of the ladies in the bikinis. It was by the band members grabbing their quick crotch grab during the So Bad part of the chorus, to the point where the NBC late night show Friday Night Videos, which I remember watching as a kid, actually put censor bars over top of the band doing that crotch grab. So
wow.
a different time maybe where the ladies in the bikinis dancing around for the Grade 8 Boys, that's fine. But the crotch grabs, we can't have that. But this song was named the 36th best hard rock song of all time by VH1. And Chuck Klosterman of Vulture ranked it the sixth best Van Halen song of all time. Sixth best. So judging by those rankings, we knocked off I would have to say Hot for Teacher might be in my top 10 all-time Van Halen songs. What about
you? Absolutely, yeah. It might like I said, it's one of my go-tos that I think about. It might be in my top five. I've never done that, actually. I've never put down a list of my top 10 or what have you of Van Halen tracks. That would be difficult. I could probably make a better or an easier list once we go through all the tracks as we're doing on the show. So when the show is over, maybe that's something we do. Maybe that's something we reflect on the episodes and then we make our make a top 10 list.
I like that idea. That's a good idea. I got to say, out of the three we've done, this is my favorite of the three.
Oh, yeah. and that's no disrespect to Running with the Devil whatsoever, because that's, you know, clearly a classic. But again, for me personally, and obviously for you too, it's not the one that I straight up go to when I think of Van Halen. But this one definitely is one. So, that'll about do it, man. That's the show. We got a third one in the bag. We are rocking and rolling, so to speak. And tell the good people where they can find you on the socials.
Well, they can find the show at Podcastable Rock on Twitter. You can find us on Spotify, on Anchor, and now I believe we're finally approved for Apple Podcasts. So we're slowly but surely getting out there. We're on Google Podcasts as well. So all sorts of ways to catch the show. And you can find me personally at CD Morset. Go ahead, drop us a tweet. Give us your thoughts. We're certainly not Van Halen experts. If you know more about these tracks and you want to impart some knowledge on us, by all means, this is just our opinion. And we'd love to hear yours as well. Mark, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at MarkTheBat. I'm around. I know I've got some people in my world that definitely want to be a part of the show that have some things to say. Once I told them the format, though, I said, well, you can't choose the song. So we spin the wheel. So that might be difficult. But there's still some enthusiastic folks. So before long, we'll have guests with us. We'll have more thoughts, more interpretations, and I can't wait for that. And I can't wait to see what the wheel has in store for us next week. It is all the spin of the wheel. And with that, I'm going to bid you all a good day, a good night. This is And the Podcast Will Rock. And on behalf of Corey and myself, we will rock you later.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.